The Rabbeinu B'chaya in Parshas Acharei says a paldik echidush. He says in the pasuk of Hashoichin Itam Maseich Tumasam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashchina is with us even when we're tamei. He says Afvishem Tameim Shchina B'nayim, and he says this is Das Rabbi Yehuda B'Maseich Sukkah Shah Oimer Shemaseichin B'Davar Makabel Tuma. This is the Makar for Shitas Rabbi Yehuda holds it can be Maseich B'Davar Makabel Tuma Umitam Hakasav Azeh Haya Oimer Kain. He got it from this pasuk. So Rabbeinu B'chaya that the pshat and shitas Rabbi Yehuda and Maseches Sukkah holds that he could be masakech b'davar mekabel tumah is based on this pasuk that we find that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mashra hishchina in us amongst us even though we're tameh. Who would then Rabbi Yehuda held that he could be masakech b'davar mekabel tumah even though the sukkah also represents some type of shchina, you can have that shchina even though the schach is mekabel tumah. Ad kan is divrei Rabbeinu B'chaya. Now the mefarshim are tameh on him. That how could it be such a thing? Where do you ever find a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? Where do you find the sheet of anyone who holds it can be misakech b'davrim kabel tuma? Nobody holds like that, and we never find a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda like that who holds it can be misakech b'davrim kabel tuma. He seems to have invented a tana that no one ever heard of. What is the pshat? What's the pasuk pshat? That's Rabbeinu B'chaya that Rabbi Yehuda holds it can be misakech b'davrim kabel tuma. So I was thinking to perhaps be miyashiv this al pi a maisa shahaya that happened in the house of Rav Herzog. So it's yadua that Rav Herzog had a minig that every Friday morning he would invite all the Gedali Rishalayim, the Lamdanim, the Iluyim, the Bachrim, and the Ungalai to come to his house and speak and learning. He would get many shilas throughout the week, and he wanted to discuss it with them, and there was a tremendous Vizcha Daraisa. They would talk about different kashas and different inyanim. And Shlomo Zalman would come, Rabbi Yasha, Ravadia, Tzvi Pesach Frank, all the young Gedali Rishalayim of that Tkufa. One of the newspapers of that time described this event as Mamashe, a Gan Eden Alei Adamas, a Gan Eden over here on earth, that people could leave their daily lives and come to be Tayyim, the Imamish, the Mesikas of Tyre, and this Kamalik of Pula Daraisa that happened in the house of Rav Herzog. So, Kopanim, the way it's said over, I think it's Pesach brings this down. One of his Svarmers in Tafresh Sadiqas, 1938, they were there in his home, and Rav Herzog asked the Kasha. His Kasha was on our Gemara over here. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda and Daflam Bavam Beis holds that Ein Sukkah Nehagas El Abedal and Minim Shabalulav. You could only use for Schach one of the Dalin Minim of the Lulav. You can't use anything. It has to be Dafka from the Dalin Minim. So, in fact, of Herzog, he said that Im Kain comes out a problem. That means that you can use an Eserg for your Schach. Now, an Eserg is food. It's Mekabel Tumah. And it comes out that you can be Mesakech B'davar Mekabel Tumah. So, his kasha was, how could it be to say that you could use the Dalin Minim Shabalulav? L'chai, you can't be Mesakech B'davar Mekabel Tumah. So, see, Pesach says that a Chacham Echad over there wanted to answer that maybe we're talking about an Eserg that was not Mukshir to Mekabel Tumah. Maybe it wasn't Hukshir, and if it's not Hukshir, it's not Mekabel Tumah, and therefore there's no problem, it's not considered being Mesakech B'davar Mekabel Tumah. So, see, Pesach said that he was Madcha that Teretz because he brought from Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger says in the Taisus of Rabbi Kiveger, Beferish, that even food which is not Mukshir Mekabel Tumah is still going to be possible as Chach since it has the potential, the ability to be Mekabel Tumah, and the Mishaber says that as well in Tafresh Chavtas. And therefore he was manchad the teretz of this chacham echad. But a different chacham over there said that maybe you can be mekayim the teretz, that you could say that's true lahalacha. Lahalacha we hold that you can't be mesakech b'davar mekabel tumah even though it's not hochshir. But maybe Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that if it's not hochshir, even though it's something which could be mekabel tumah, you could be mesakech with it, and that could answer why you could use the dalminim, use an esrog, even though it's roi to be mekabel tumah. So im kenem advarim, if that's the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, then it comes out, a chiddush from Yehuda. The Yehuda holds in a certain sense, you could be misakech b'davar mekabel tumah. Maybe not if it's mukshir, but at least if it's not mukshir, even though it's right in mekabel tumah, he held he could be misakech with that, even though we hold not like that. So we have Befer Shashitas Rabbi Yehuda, who holds it could be misakech b'davar mekabel tumah, and that can be Pshan Rabbeinu B'chaya. This is the Rabbi Yehuda that he's quoting, that you can be Mesakech B'davar Mekabel Tumah based on Rabbi Yehuda over here in our sugya. I found that some Achronim say this, the Magi over there on the Rabbeinu B'chaya's Ramas to this Mahalach, and also the Chaim Berlin seems to say that some other Achronim are Metzia, such a Mahalach based upon our sugya, but Al-Kabanim, that could be a Hezber, that could be a Pshat in the Divrei Rabbeinu B'chaya, Hastumim L'chaira, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, you can be Mesakech B'davar Mekabel Tumah.